church this morning. Good afternoon, I guess now. Good to have each and every one of you here. If you'd like to stand, we'll turn to page number 367. Page 367, we'll sing Church in the Wildwood. Prayer, please. Our dear Father, Lord, we thank you for this time that you've allowed us to come together. Thank you for these folks of like faith to be able to come and to worship thee in spirit and in truth today. Thank you for the great weather you've given us outside and the cool temps today and how you blessed us in so many ways. Lord, we pray that you'd be with the remainder of the service here and be with me as I speak in just a little bit. And we will thank you and praise you for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. We will open up for hymn singing. If you want to be seated, you can be seated, or if you want to stand, you can stand. But if you have some requests, anybody have any requests? All right, go ahead. Don't all say it one time.
289, Blessed
Assurance. Okay, good one. You're going to follow. One of my favorites.
Which verse or verses?
First and last.
First and last, okay.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory. purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Right over here, I think you have one.
317, the old rugged cross.
317.
First and fourth verse.
First and fourth, okay. 317, page 317.
On a hill far away
stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
All right, we're from the South, and we moved up here 5 years ago from South Carolina, so we may sing them a little different than you guys do, but
we'll do our best.
We'll do our best.
487.
First
and last.
First and last.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now
50.
Beautiful, spacious sky.
That's not your song.
1 in 4.
1 in 4. All right.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for patriot dream that sees beyond the years thine alabaster city clean, undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
All right, good song. Miss Jean.
Number 26, in my heart there rings a melody.
Okay.
I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody. 'Tis the melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody. Of love.
That's good. We slow that down in my heart. That's the way we were used to singing it. I don't think y'all were used to singing it that way.
I was trying to lead him a little bit.
Anyone else? All right. If you may be seated, we'll take some prayer requests. I'll start. My mother has cancer, and she's doing somewhat better, but she doesn't have the mindset that she feels like her days are dying, you know, and she's really not as bad as she thinks she is. But mentally, she's going into a kind of a, making herself worse than what she really is. So pray that she'll get up and get going. And so I ask for that prayer from my mother. Anything else? Any more prayer requests? Yes, right here.
I would like to ask for prayers for my husband, David.
Okay.
He suffered another cardiac event yesterday, and he's in the medical center waiting to have a cath. So I really need some prayers for this guy. Thank you.
That's your husband? Okay.
David.
And the yellow. Betty Lockaby. Betty, yes, ma'am. Sorry about that. I should have said that. All right, Tony.
Daughter-in-law, Grace Kelly, she's got cancer.
Jenny.
Our friend Claudia, who usually attends services, she's been in the hospital for about a week and a half. She had a fall, trying to figure out exactly what happened. I know that there is some issue with the carotid artery being occluded. They're doing multiple tests on her. She expects to move at least from New Hampshire to Farmington, hopefully by the middle of this coming week. But
Anybody else? Yes, sir.
I'd also like to praise for this beautiful day, to praise and thank the good Lord that we're all here and make, able to make it today in this beautiful old church.
Amen. Right. Amen. Anybody else? All right. So all hearts clear. We'll go into prayer. Our dear Father, Lord, we pray today for David. And I pray you'd help him in his in the time of need. Lord, we think about Pamela this morning, and we her son committed suicide. You know all about it. You know that you can deliver her from this and help her through, walk through this valley. Lord, I'm sure it's a heavy valley. I cannot understand and can't comprehend, but Lord, we know that you do. And Lord, I pray for Grace Kelly this morning with the cancer, that you would touch her body as well. And Miss Claudia is missed around here today, and she's taking a fall. And Lord, we know you know where she's at. We pray that you'd help her where she's at there. And Lord, be with my mother there in South Carolina with cancer. I pray you'd help her. And Lord, we ask all these things in your name. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We're going to sing Surely the Presence of the Lord is in this place.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Rachel's going to come around and sing to us a song, Almighty God.
I walk at night beneath majestic skies, and know behind them is the God all-wise, who fixed all stars each in its lonely place, and wrapped them in a darkened robe of space. Oh, mighty God, how wonderful art thou, to love the world while heavens before thee bow. I fail to comprehend it all somehow. Oh, mighty God, how wonderful art thou. I see the moon, the stars in distant space, and think of how the God of matchless grace is coming in the clouds to claim his own. Such wonders that on earth cannot be known. Oh, mighty God, how wonderful art thou, to love the world while heavens before thee bow. I fail to comprehend it all somehow. Oh, mighty God, how wonderful art thou. I scan the heavens with rapture in my soul, and wonder how the God who made the whole could ever fix his thoughts on such as I, and then give his son upon the cross to die. of the world, while heavens before thee bow. I fail to comprehend it all somehow. Almighty God, how wonderful art thou.
All right, hope you enjoyed that. I always love hearing my wife sing. She's my favorite singer for sure. I'm going to ask Tony and Steve, if you'll come this way and help take up the offering, please. Your gifts support the church. However, if you're not prepared to place an offering in the basket today, please know your presence is gift enough. Sorry. Come on. Y'all are already prepared for that. I wasn't. All right. Can we do the doxology now? Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Your Bibles today, turn to Psalms 23. Psalms 23. As you turn there, I want to say a great thank you for allowing me to come. I find it a privilege and honor to be here at Reed's Mill Church this morning. And I spoke over in Stratton this morning, and then we drove here from there and had a good service there. Hope we do as well here today. Good to see each and every one of you here. Can you hear me okay? All right. Psalms chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. And this is my text verse. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Can we pray again, please? Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I need your touch this morning. Lord, I need a fresh and anew of the Holy Spirit of God today. Lord, I need you to touch me. Lord, I would say, not say what you'd have me not say, and say what you would have me to say. I would just be an instrument being used by thee. And Lord, we'll give you all the praise and honor for what's said and done here today. In Jesus' name, amen. The title of my message this morning, as you see in the bulletin, is Two Sheepdogs. Two Sheepdogs. We see in verse number 1 here of Psalms chapter 23, just because it's a familiar passage of Scripture and you've heard many messages on Psalms 23, please give me a ear, please. Maybe something a little bit different than you normally heard. And but Psalms 23:1, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd." The Lord is the one that we follow. He is the shepherd. I don't follow any other man but the shepherd. And Jesus is the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. After the shepherd, this is a psalms about a shepherd and the sheep. But after the shepherd comes the sheep. The sheep follow the shepherd. Makes sense, doesn't it? John 10:27 says this, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." But in verse number 6 of our scripture this morning, we find two sheepdogs that I'm going to call them this morning. I don't want to be disrespectful to God's attributes, but surely goodness and mercy. Now I'm going to call these surely, I'm going to call goodness and mercy sheepdogs this morning so we can relate to it, okay? We can relate to these two sheepdogs. Sheepdogs are controlled by the shepherd. They're controlled by the shepherd. Either through a whistle, sometimes a whistle. The sheepdogs will work and the whistle, one blow may mean go right. Two blows may mean go left. But the sheepdog know what the shepherd does. Sometimes it's not only a whistle, sometimes it may be a voice. The shepherd may say, "Wayah," that means go right. Or "Hooah," that means go left. Whatever the shepherd has taught the sheepdogs to do and his voice, that's what they do. They learn to obey the shepherd. And sometimes it's just hand motions, exactly what I was just now doing. The shepherd may do something as simple as, and that sheepdog, he knows to go to the right, sheep to go to the left. Whatever it does to train that sheep, the shepherd trained that sheepdog, that's how that sheepdog reacts. But what we find is they react to the shepherd. Sheepdog only do what the shepherd tells them to do. That's very, going to be very important in our lesson because goodness and mercy are the same way. They only act what the shepherd tells them to do. Sometimes the sheepdog are trained to instinctively do what they have already been told to do. And I'm glad that's the case too. Sometimes they've been told so many times to do it, they instinctively to do it unless the shepherd tells them not to. But I'm glad sometimes when I start to go right, the sheepdog come and get me back in line. They'll come get me back in line. The shepherd don't even have to tell them. The goodness and mercy just knows how to do it. And so three things this morning. One, I want to look at the names of these sheepdogs. We've already made mention, goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy. Goodness is that which is pleasing, valuable, or useful. That's what goodness is. Mercy is loyal, steadfast, and unfailing love. In other words, goodness is a giving dog. Goodness is a giving dog. That's what goodness is. Mercy is a forgiving dog. A forgiving dog. I'm glad I have goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy. Goodness meets our needs. Mercy forgives our faults. Goodness cares for the temporal. Mercy cares for the spiritual. Goodness is to provide. Mercy is to pardon. Goodness leads to repentance. Mercy leads to regeneration. Goodness is to supply every need. Mercy is to forgive every sin. Goodness is God's hand. Mercy is God's heart. Goodness comes from the bounty of God. Mercy comes from the love of God. Mercy calls the prodigal son to come back home. But mercy ran to meet him. I'm glad I have mercy and I have goodness. Mercy and goodness. Number two, I want to look at the characteristics of these two sheepdogs. There's four things I found here in the scripture. One, these sheepdogs are faithful. They're faithful. We find that in the word surely and shall. Surely, goodness and mercy, and shall. That means they are faithful. In other words, David said, I have found surely they were in my past. Every time I needed them, they were there. These dogs, goodness and mercy, were there. Every time I needed them, surely they were. But he not said only surely they were, but he said they shall be. They shall be. He said, in other words, what he says is without a doubt. Without a doubt in his mind. David said, without a doubt in my mind, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. It is an exclamation of confidence. Not self-confidence, but Christ's confidence. Not hopefully or perhaps, but surely. It's not hopefully that goodness and mercy will follow me, but surely they will. It's not hopefully or perhaps they will, but they shall follow me. They shall follow me. David is thinking here of the times that he was on the run from Absalom and Saul. You remember those times he was on the run? Well, even when he was on the run from Absalom and Saul in different portions of the scripture, he found that goodness and mercy followed him even during those times. And you know that David was a man that had some great sins we read about. And the reason we know about David's sins is because it's written. Aren't you glad that it wasn't written about your sins? I'm glad it's not written about mine. And I'm glad mine's not exposed in the scripture, but David's was. But David's great sin, he can always say that goodness and mercy still followed me, even in my great sin. Mercy, Psalms 51, mercy came following him after he asked for repentance for his sins. I'm glad that goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Sometimes we get uptight. Just on the way over here today, we were on 27. No, we wasn't on 27. We were on that back road.
16.
We were on 16, and a police officer got in behind us. And I wasn't doing anything wrong, but I was still uptight. I was still uptight because a police officer was behind me. I was wanting to make sure that there was not a, my speed limit was right. I think all my tail lights and my rear end lights are good. And so I was a little nervous about him being behind me, even though I was doing nothing wrong. But I was nervous about that. And there's times in this life when we find somebody following us, especially as when you have young children or ladies, when somebody's following you, it's like, are they a predator? And I'd be a little nervous about that. Or somebody was to follow me for a long ways, if I was walking through the town, and somebody was to follow me for a long ways, I'd get a little nervous about that. But I'm glad we don't have to get nervous when goodness and mercy are following us. I can be glad about that. I don't have to get nervous about that. And I'm glad for that. I'm glad they follow us. The scripture here in Psalms 23 gives us a couple of times they follow us. I'm glad of this. Where the shepherd goes, the sheep go. Where the shepherd goes, the sheep go. But also, the sheepdogs follow. And so we find here in the scripture in verse number 2, he says, green pastures. Green pastures. As the shepherd and sheep go through the green pastures, so does the sheepdogs. So my restful and peaceful days in my life, goodness and mercy are there. And I'm glad of that. When I'm beside the still waters in verse number 2, they're calm and comfortable days. Goodness and mercy are there. When I'm walking through the paths of righteousness, those are the days where I'm closest to God. Goodness and mercy are there. But there comes days, my mother is in one of these days, when the valley of the shadow of death, seen in verse number 4, when dark and death looming days are close by. And the older we get, we realize that's looming closer and closer. But when that happens, goodness and mercy are still there. My mom can look behind her today on her bed, and she can say, goodness and mercy are still following me. They'll still follow me. In the presence of mine enemies, in verse number 5, when you're nervous and you have no rest, when you have no rest, when you're amidst your enemies, you don't have much rest. You're going to sleep with one eye open when you're amidst your enemies. But even on those days, goodness and mercy are following me. And then verse number 6 says, all the days of my life. I will speak on that again here in a minute. But past, present, and future days, goodness and mercy are following. Goodness and mercy are following. And then, not only the characteristic of being faithful, these sheepdogs are faithful, these sheepdogs follow, but they're also friends. I find that these two sheepdogs are friends. I find that in verse number 6 where it says, surely goodness and mercy. That "and" word there means that they were friends. When I say Tony and Janet, I said Tony and Janet, because they're friends. John and Rachel, they're friends. Of course, we're married. We're married couples, but we're also friends. When you combine the "and," love and joy, authority and power, grace and peace, goodness and mercy, they're friends. They're "and," they're added together. I'm glad we need both of these. We need both of these. I'm glad we don't have one without the other. I need goodness and I need mercy. What one doesn't take care of, the other will. That's the way it works around our house. When the dishes don't get done, it's because I didn't do them. But the other one will take care of them. But I'm glad what one doesn't take care of, the other will. That's a team together. Goodness and mercy are that kind of team. They team together. What one, they're friends. They work together. Goodness blesses us with heaven. But mercy keeps us out of hell. Goodness heals you when you are sick. Mercy keeps you from contracting the disease that we deserve. Goodness helps you get a job. Mercy helps you from being terminated. And we all should be terminated at some point. None of us are the perfect employees. Goodness with no mercy leaves me with guilt. Leaves me with guilt because I have not been forgiven. But mercy with no goodness leaves me helpless. Goodness with no mercy leaves me helpless. In other words, just as we said about the prodigal a while ago, goodness hugs you and mercy forgives you. Goodness hugs you, but mercy forgives you. And then the last thing on the characteristic side, we are faithful, follow, they're friends, but they're also forever. As I made mention earlier, verse number 6, it says, all the days of my life, past, present, and future days, goodness and mercy will be there. When I die, the shepherd, the great shepherd, will come. And he'll take me as his sheep home. I feel like that's the truth. But following behind me will be these two sheepdogs. They will follow me into heaven and they will remind me often that I am here because of goodness and mercy from the shepherd. I will remember goodness and mercy in heaven. And I will thank the Lord for his goodness and mercy for all the days of my life and beyond. I will thank him for the goodness and mercy. Because it wasn't me that got me there. It was him that carried me there. I'm leaning on him forever. And then let me tell you about the duties. I got 7 duties of these sheepdogs. These sheepdogs have duties they have to do. And number 1, they help keep flock closer together. You know, goodness comes on one side, mercy comes on the other, and they draw that flock in closer. Why is that important? That's important because a loose flock, one little sheep gets away from the flock a little bit, guess what he's in trouble of? The predators. The predators will come, and they'll grab that little sheep and take him away. But if the sheep stay close together, they're better in numbers. The sheepdog and the shepherd knows this, so he keeps the flock closer together. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And so he keeps goodness and mercy keep the flock together. They also help steer the flock in the right direction. You know, sometimes sheep are dumb. Sheep are dumb animals. I hate to say that because we are considered sheep. But when I think of myself, I think of myself as a dumb sheep. But a sheep will follow other sheep if he's not looking at the shepherd. Sheep will start heading in one direction if they don't keep their heads up and watch the shepherd. But if they start grazing and not paying attention, a sheep will follow a sheep. I watched a video one time, they put a string up. A sheep jumped over the string. They removed the string. Every sheep that followed jumped. And there wasn't even a string there. They followed the other sheep. And that's what sheep will do. They will follow each other. But so the sheepdog knows. Shepherd's here. The flock starts going this direction. Sheepdog will instinctively. They will go to the right, push them back to the left. They're trying to help steer the flock in the right direction. I'm glad, glad, glad that goodness and mercy help steer me in the right direction. I need the goodness and the mercy of God to keep me going in the right direction. And then they are continually pushing us closer to the shepherd as a flock. They're keeping us pushing us closer and closer to the shepherd. James 4:8 says, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Draw nigh to him. They're trying to push you closer to the shepherd. That's what these sheepdogs doing. That's what goodness and mercy does it not? When God's good to me and merciful to me, I want to get closer. I want to draw nigh to God because of his goodness and his mercy towards me. And then there, sheepdogs are required sometimes to bring the stray back home. We read in the scripture a lot where the shepherd goes gets the sheep. And that is the case a lot of times. But they say, I was reading that sometimes the sheepdog goes gets the stray because it may be the first offense of the sheep. And he may not need discipline at this moment. He may just need a little help to get back to where he needs to go. And so the sheepdog will run out and he'll get that sheep and he'll nip at his heels and get him back in the fold. And so sometimes the sheepdog help get the stray back home. And I'm glad that goodness and mercy helped me to get back home a lot of times. Isaiah 53:6 says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." And then they hold the flock together when it seems shepherd is gone. As I made mention, sometimes the shepherd has to go and retrieve a sheep because the sheep's too far gone and sheepdog can't go get it. When it seems the shepherd is gone, they hold the flock together. The goodness and mercy will keep them there. I just came from a church in Stratton that has no pastor. And so right now, goodness and mercy are holding them together until they get under shepherd at their place. And he's holding the flock together. Goodness and mercy are holding the flock together when it seems the shepherd is gone. You know, shepherd's never too far away. I'm glad he says he'll never leave us nor forsake us. I'm glad for that truth. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's somewhere in the shadows. He may seem like, I'm glad he's omnipresent. He can always be at all places at all times. It may seem like he's out there. There's been times in my life when I could not get a prayer through. It seemed like God was a million miles away. But he was still there. He was somewhere in the shadows listening. But I'm glad goodness and mercy helped bring me back. Goodness and mercy helped bring me back. And then, whatever number we're on, 6. They spur an individual slow sheep to catch up with the flock. Sometimes sheep get lazy. I don't know about you, but sometimes I get lazy. I'm a lazy sheep. And sometimes I fall back a little bit from the flock. And so what them little sheepdog will do is they'll push that sheep on up there. Goodness and mercy has to keep on pushing me closer to the fold. And then 6, I heard through these. They allow us to rest at night. I'm glad sheepdog help us rest at night. Goodness and mercy are there, helping it rest. You know, it says there, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." You know, sheep don't like to lay down. He has to make them lay down. But they need rest. And so he makes them lay down. Lay down. Get some sleep. Get some rest. They can sleep standing up, they say. But I just can't imagine that's a good sleep. But he'll make them rest in the green pastures. And when they rest, they can rest in peace because of two reasons. One is because the shepherd's there. I'm glad I can rest at night because my shepherd's there. But I'm also glad that I can rest because these two sheepdogs are there. Goodness and mercy are close by. And when I wake up in the morning, guess who's there? Goodness, I look on my left, goodness is there. I know goodness is there because as soon as I put my leg out, I start to push up, and I can push my own weight up. That's pretty good. And you should thank God every morning that you can do that because that's the goodness of God allowing you to do that. I go, take a good breath. That's the goodness of God being there. That's that goodness. That's that sheepdog of goodness being there. And then mercy's there. I don't deserve to make it through one night. You may be better than me, but one night, if I go to sleep at night, I deserve to die for what I've done on that day alone because I'm not a holy God. And I live amidst a holy God. And he would have a right at any moment just to take me on out. But he doesn't because of mercy's there. Lamentations clears this up. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassion failed not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. In other words, when I wake up in the morning, I'll look to my right, and there'll be mercy. A new every morning. And that means I did not deserve it. I did not deserve it. It says, it is the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. I deserve to be consumed through the night. But I'm not, because surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all of the days of my life. Aren't you glad this morning that goodness and mercy are following you? I'm glad they're there with me. I need them. I don't know about you. I think I got a little time. I think I'm okay. I'm okay. Everybody okay? We come to South Carolina from South Carolina to Maine 5 years ago to help a church over in New Vineyard, and God was really blessing us in South Carolina, and we were doing fine. But when God comes on the scene and tells you to do something different, you either ignore it or you listen. I like the idea of listening. The consequences are a lot better. And so we were doing good in South Carolina. Goodness and mercy was there, but they followed us all the way to Maine. No matter where you move to, you can move to anywhere in the world. Goodness and mercy will know where you are. You can move to California, Africa. Goodness and mercy will follow you there. They're there. And God's been good to us since we've been here. I read this list this morning of things that God did for us since we've been here. And I'm not going to read them today, here today. But God has been better to us than we deserve. Because goodness and mercy have followed us all the days of our life. They shall, they surely will. And they'll continue to follow us. All right. Anything else, Miss Jenny? Anything else need to be said? Nope. Okay. We'll pray. Our dear Father, Lord, we thank you for the day that you've given us. Lord, thank you for allowing me to be able to preach here this morning. Thank you for this good church. Thank you for these good people that come out to be able to listen today. Thank you for the great weather that's already been made mention of. We give you praise and honor for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll sing page number. We'll sing Just As I Am, page number 62. Page 62. First, please. Just as I am, will we see, will welcome pardon, cleanse freely, because thy promise I believe, O land of Brother Tony Batchelder, if you would, lead us to the Lord in prayer and dismiss us, please.
Lord, we want to thank you for your presence with us today. We want to thank you for the service today. We want to thank you for the message you've provided for us. We want to pray that you'll be with us in the meeting and you'll bring us all again back here next week. We want to thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. You're dismissed.